That's Segundo here, and I should point out that I was 8 years old the last time I had a pet dog, and it did not go well. You see, he died after only 3 weeks. Pa Segundo had not informed me that the pet owner is required to feed and take care of a dog, and there were no gestures of love on his part. He certainly didn't buy any dog food, but I was a naive young lad, and I thought that the dog would live and run around forever. Near the end, the dog started biting me, and there was a Sonny Bean-like look in his eyes, presumably because he was not fed. So I can very much relate to Stephen Chow's latest film, CJ7. If only these dogs came from other planets, then I might not have spent a good 30 years of my life trying to contend with this childhood trauma.
I'm here with Stephen Chow and Zhu Zhao, who are both behind the film CJ7. Stephen and Zhu, how are you doing?
你好吗? I'm Stephen Chow, 你好吗?
Oh, you want to say something?
Hi, 大家好,我是徐娇。
Well, first off, I wanted to ask you both how you managed to negotiate the gender situation here, and not only gender, but also class. What steps did you two take to get that particular feel right in terms of the rehearsal and steps along those lines?
就是你们怎么样子达到这个女生演男生，还有就是社会演社会低层的这个地方？这个不是故意的，因为我们。 有很多casting呢，最后呢找到10000个小朋友里面呢，我觉得，曲娇她是最适合演这个角色，当然她是一个女的，但是我觉得就让她来反串，因为我们都相信她有这个能力。嗯，So
in terms of gender, it was definitely not intentional to have a girl play a boy. They did a lot of casting, and Xu Jiao is the best out of all the actors who came for the testing, and so they felt like she'll be able to do the job.
Gotcha. Now, Stephen, you put yourself in a more supporting role for this particular film. Was this out of choice because you were making a more family-themed film this time, or was it just kind of wanting to try something a little bit different in terms of a family film, or did Chu here just blow you out of the water, and that's kind of what caused you to sort of step back?
就是你的角色是比较是他的，也属于比较配角的角色。你是怎么样子做这个决定？还有就是，是不是因为徐娇演的太好了，让你觉得你自己应该退后一点，让他就是有这个给他这个主角的位置？是的，他演的太好了，所以我觉得我应该退后一点，还有再退后一点这样子。
He agrees that she's definitely an amazing actor, so he really wanted her to have spotlight, and so he moved far behind to give her the space.
Was this difficult for you because you're a very sort of distinctive filmmaker and distinctive actor in the sense that your stunts are very much to the forefront, and the humor in this is actually quite different from your other films. In fact, in some cases, it's quite literally toilet humor at times. So I wanted to ask you about that. Did the family film cause you to change your humorous style with this? And what steps did you take to ensure that essentially you had this kind of grandiosity to this film, as you do with all of your films?
就是你是因为这个电影的关系，你所以你去演配角，就是角色需要呢，让你去演配角，还是有因为这是一个很不同的电影院，这是一个比较温馨啊，就是家庭的电影，就是他想要你讲一下你为什么要去。
自己要去演配角，因为你通常你都是主角，在你自己的电影里面，那还有就是你这个电影的幽默感跟其他电影的幽默感比较不一样，所以他想你谈一谈你这个幽默感的不同。当然，作为一个导演呢，我觉得假如你可以成功的塑造一个角色，虽然不是我自己啊，这个，但是我可以塑造一个角色出来，这个也是一个。 导演最大的满足感，所以我完全不介意，就是让曲娇可以可能是应和一个另外的演员，可以非常就是 就是所有的注意力都在他们身上，对我来说其实我是更满足。还有另外呢，就是这个所谓的在这个电影的幽默感当然要调整一下，因为这个是一个比较家庭的哪一种风格，所以就把所有东西就变得要健康一点。还有就也大人喜欢自如，也希望小朋友也会很适合去看这样。
Well, he thinks that, you know, as a director, his goal is to really bring out the most in his actors. So he feels like if he's able to achieve that with Xu Jiao's role, that's to him the biggest accomplishment. So he's willing to play supportive roles or to take a backseat if he's able to get as much out of his leading actors. And in terms of the humor, because it's a family film, he has to adjust the humor levels definitely a bit to allow for to allow families, you know, to be in the audience and to allow younger age audiences to enjoy the show. So, so he definitely had to adjust the humor in that.
Gotcha. Well, I'm curious. Also, there are elements of the bigness in this film. For example, the school bully who thunders around, and also. Zhu here gets spun around as well over the course of the film, and I'm wondering if there were certain limitations that were helpful to you from a creative vantage point, or whether this was something that you just can't help but keep this personality sort of exuding through every frame, through every moment.
就是你在这个电影里面，你有那些就是欺负他的那些同学啊，然后把他丢来丢去啊，就是好像你在你的电影里面都会有一些很庞大的一些动力的。这些幽默感，他想问你，如果说你需要去调整你自己，你就是你这个店里面的幽默的话，那些庞大的这种很动作的、很富有动作的幽默啊，你是不是对你来说，你有感到有被限制的感觉，还是你觉得并不会被限制到？
其实我已经做了一定的调整。譬如说哪些的譬如说在这个电影里面也有一些动作场面啊，同学之间也打架啊那种，当然就不能其实打架就是一个暴力的行为，但是你还是要把它就是弄得就是很像漫画一样，很像这个卡通一样的那种，就是其实现在就是我就是有这种已经做了一些调整。
He's saying that you know, the bullying scenes and some of the more action humors, he adjusted so that there's more humor in it and it's more caricatures or it's more cartoon like to appeal to the different kind of audience he's hoping to come see the film. So in his way, that's how he adjusted the humor.
Gotcha. Well, maybe we could also have a question here directed towards Zhu, who's been very silent the entire time. I wanted to ask if the two of you had bonded or anything to get this kind of father-son relationship. Did you do any rehearsal preparation along those lines to kind of get that family relationship, because the two of you are both very close in the course of the film, and so how much prep time did you, you know, and hanging out time did you both have in order to actually get that close bond?
就是你跟导演怎么样子去培养你们的感情，还有你们的默契，就是在拍戏之前。那还有就是他是什么样子的导演，是不是很难合作呢？还是怎么样子的跟你去开导？然后同样的问题给导演。
我觉得我跟老爸很有默契啊，我们有很多相同点。然后呢，我跟老爸就是在一起都觉得挺开心。
我先翻译。She said that they have a lot of things in common and they have a lot of fun together, and she thinks that they have a lot of chemistry, so that makes it easy for them to work together.
Okay. I also wanted to ask you about the role of sound in this film, because in addition to the sort of cartoonish sound effects that are often throughout all of your film that do make their appearance here, there's often a sense of sound disappearing, particularly when the father talks. I'm wondering if there was any, if this sense of sound actually was in the rehearsal process, if you did any sort of sound-related exercise in the acting to keep this tone, or is this the kind of thing that happens often in editing?
就是你在这个电影里面有很多不同的音效，还有不同的音效果，然后就是譬如说一些比较卡通，一些好搞笑的，但是还有他说你在电影里面有些地方你的声音好像不见掉了，所以他说这个是你拍戏过程当中你刻意的去制造的效果，还是你是在后期看到以后做的决定。
哦，是哪一个部分那个这个我的声音会不见掉呢？比如说
，You mentioned that his voice almost disappeared.
Yeah, there's a point where, and not only does his, when he is chewing a chew out at one point, the sound actually fades out, and there's a couple of things along those lines, and so I wanted to ask you about that because, and also while we're on the subject of sound, the dubbed voice of the bully as well, of the girl who's very tall and big, and that's like this, you know what I mean?
他说有几个地方就是你骂他的时候，你的声音好像会慢慢的，就是没有掉。
对对对。
然后还有就是那个大的女孩子，她的声音很小声，但是她的体很大声。
哦，这个是一个他说的对，就是一个对白的飞欧。但是可能就是做的比较有点怪怪的，其实我不太满意这个效果。其实应该是对白飞凹同时间，这个音乐要飞音在同时间，但是他们就这个因为现在不是同时间的，其实我自己也觉得有点怪怪，但是很抱歉。
He actually said that the fading out of his voice or his yelling is supposed to coincide with the fading in music, but
yeah.
It didn't work out that way, so he's actually not very happy with that.
Oh, okay.
非常感谢他注意到这个。
And he thanks you for noticing that.
Yeah, well, speaking of music in terms of using Sunny, for example, why was disco the way to communicate with CJ7? Was music played on the set for... you to dance around to, or?
他想要你谈一谈，就是你用的音乐，譬如说像 disco 啊，还有就是他跳舞的时候的一些音乐。
其实我用这个 Sunny 这个音乐，只是因为我喜欢这个歌，就是很简单，然后我就配这个歌，在这个场景，我觉得啊，这个蛮配合的，然后我就最后就用了。但是他当时在拍的时候就没有这个歌的，只是叫他自己很开心的在跳舞，是没有音乐的。
So he likes the song Sunny because it's a really simple song and it's one of his favorite songs. So he decided it was appropriate for that scene to use. And for her, when she was on set and dancing, there actually weren't any music playing on the set.
Oh, okay.
He just asked her to dance and pretend she's really happy.
This is a correct question to Zhu, but I wanted to ask about how the challenge of acting with an invisible creature that was, in fact, not going to be added until post-production, or was there that plush doll that we see kind of near the end of the film that represents CJ7? Did you have a hard time negotiating the idea of an invisible dog, essentially, as you're doing that, or was there a sort of guide there that you both put in?
他想要问你，就是跟一个因为你们在拍戏的时候并没有一个真正的器材，所以你是必须要用你的想象力去演戏，然后做一些对白。那他想要问你是不是非常的难？那还有就是那个后来器材变成一个娃娃的时候呢，是不是你们就是拍戏过程中有没有用到道具，类似的道具，还是全部都是拍完以后再加进去的？
我就是一开始期待他还是那个会有生命的一个狗狗，然后在跟他拍的时候大多数都是没有那个器材在我面前的，都是后来加上电脑制作上去，然后呢不然他会指导我，然后我也会自己去想象他在我面前， 然后就尽量去配合他，然后最后记载变成那个一个很小的那个，是有一个公仔挂在我的脖子上，因为他是那个没有生命的，所以就没有必要再用电脑去做。
Well, yeah, for her when she was acting, they didn't have any props, so she really had to use her imagination and, you know, act as she was directed, and because the director knows her well and knows how to get it out of her, she was able to perform up to par. And then at the end, when they had the plush doll, there was really a plush doll hanging
yeah,
on her neck.
Got it. I wanted to also ask about poverty in this film. You portray... I think you shot this also in a city just south of Shanghai, I believe. But I wanted to ask about why the poverty in this had vibrant, bright colors as opposed to any kind of grit. Is this the kind of limitations of the family film, or did you want to just kind of keep the look of it right? And also, did you too go to various slums or impoverished areas to kind of get a sense of what it was to live like that? Or was this a case where the look of the house, which is all in pieces, and also has the signal that changes from night to day as well, that location, the set itself, that you felt that was enough to get the sense of impoverishment? Or maybe you can elaborate on this, both of you.
好多问题，就是第一个问题，他想让你们谈一谈，就是演，就是你这个里面演得很贫穷，但是呢，看上去的效果，在电影院看上去的效果，颜色都是非常非常的漂亮，非常非常的这个深的颜色。所以他说他觉得你去就是去表达贫穷呢，跟普通一般的电影表达贫穷不一样，就是非常的多彩多姿的感觉。那他说你为什么用这个方法去表达贫穷？那还有就是你们是怎么样子，两个人都可以回答，你们是怎么样子的去参考，就是怎么样去演贫穷，演得这么贫穷，演得这么心酸。还有一个就是，对不起，他还就说你们好像，他说你是在上海的南部一个地方拍的，那他想要问一下，那附近是不是也有这样子的环境，电影里这样环境？
我同意这个电影里面这个贫穷的这种，不是反映实在的贫穷的情况的环境，因为真实的非常贫穷的那种环境呢，我看可能是不是最多的观众最想看的，尤其是这个电影就是一个比较童话的，就是家庭的电影呢，就是可能没有必要把最真实的最那么悲惨的这个情况可以好像纪录片一样的做出来，所以当然这个电影就是一个改良的东西啊，就是把它弄得不是全都是真实的。先回答这个问题吧。
The first thing about poverty and the aesthetics that you mentioned, he really wanted to I mean, he says that it's not obviously a reflection of what poverty really is, and for him, he wants to, you know, adjust it so that it's acceptable to audiences, because it's not a documentary. You can't really show the kinds of poverty that's really out there. So he needed to create kind of this fantastical environment. Huh. So that was the answer to the poverty.
That's interesting, because I mean, wondering why dwell on poverty if you can't present it absolutely in the form of a family film. I'm curious about that.
他说如果你没有办法真正的去表达贫穷真正的面真正的样子的话，你为什么要有贫穷的戏在你的电影里面？
就是是有贫穷的故事是这样子，但是我是说一个好像是童话一样，这种童话的故事呢，就我们就我知道现在中国有一些地方全世界都有一些地方非常贫穷的地方，这个是我们不是一般的观众可以接受得来的，所以在一个电影呢，就是一个 我就不要在这种题材，就是小朋友啊家庭啊这种题材呢，就把它就不可能把它100%的把它表现出来。
Well, for him, I mean, his film is really for family, and it has a lot of fantastical and, kind of fairy-tale-like aspects to it. So he's not really trying to reflect poverty as it really is, because he understands that there's real poverty out there. But for him, this movie isn't a place to do that, and he also doesn't feel like his audiences will really accept that.
But I
mean, 但是里面我已经反映了很多贫穷的很真实的情况，这个是没有100%，但是也有很大程度的反映了贫穷的真实情况。这个也是我本身出生于这个贫穷的家庭很大的关系，因为我很知道是怎么样。譬如说，一个家庭就是那么小，还有小孩子他的在家里的玩具都没有一个，他的娱乐就只是打浆粮，这个都是我真实的，我小时候的这个在一个贫穷家庭长大的这真实的真实的情况，其实我都放在电影里面。其实你说他没有反映到真实的贫穷的，这个也不是，其实有很多都是真的。
But he wants to add that it is based on a lot of his realities, because he grew up poor, and the whole, you know, not having toys to play with or hitting the cockroaches as sport or entertainment, that was really his childhood. So even though it's not a reflection of what most people know as poverty, but it's a real poverty for him and for a lot of people he knows. So although it's not 100%, it's you know, at a very high percentage.
One last question for Xu. Was class as much of a problem as gender in terms of negotiating, or did you have no problem, you know, getting both of those?
他想问你哪一个比较难演，是要演男孩子呢，还是要演贫穷的人，还是都一样难？应该是比较难的演男孩子吧。
To play a boy is harder.
Oh, really? Interesting. Okay, well, thank you both very much. It was a pleasure chatting with you.
Thanks.
All right.
Picture yourself in a living room. Your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far.